The adults went trading, I suppose, we could say twice a year. And if they had families of children like our family, well, we there were several children in our family. So my mother and father would go, and the older sister would go along in the fall, and they would buy all of the winter clothes that the whole family was going to use. They sold, and they would buy out in this flannel, you know, and that would be for the gowns and slips and whatever else they're going to make. And they'd buy overalls for the boys and, you know, material to make dresses for the girls, and everybody's shoes. And that was for the winter. And when spring came, they would go back again and get the spring clothes. That would be some more shoes, you know, for spring and summer wear, and the summer clothes. And that was the biggest trade that they did, you know, just twice a year.
Mostly for clothes.
Mm-hmm. Because they raised the food. The whole thing involved was things they couldn't raise, like sugar, coffee, and stuff like that. So.
Excuse me, what did you call those things? It's just, I missed what you said.
Sugar and coffee and things that they couldn't raise. Now everybody raised their own meat and their garden, the canned fruit, and so they didn't buy much food.
The sugar and the coffee would be sold how?
About a pound.
Uh-huh. And it would be in.
They got this stuff. I used to see it. They kept the sugar in a big old bin, and they had a scoop. And when you go in and tell the merchant what you wanted, and they never use the word, I want 3 pounds of sugar. They just said the amount of money, I want 50 cents worth of sugar.
50 cents.
And of course, the merchant would know how much that was being. He'd put it on the scale and scoop up some sugar and put it in there. And I suppose the scale told him, you know, when he had your 50 cents worth. And that's what he did, the same way with coffee and the same way with rice. And they bought flour in big old, the folks had a big family. They bought flour by the bales, and it was in a wooden bale. And that would be for a long, long time, because it lasts a long time. So that's how they
What would they call that? Selling, instead of packaged, they would be selling it in
books, that's in what they call it.
If somebody, if a merchant sold something just to get rid of it, sold it for less than it cost him, what would that be called?
They call that a sale. I reckon that's what they call it.
He'd be selling it at what?
Discount. I reckon. I guess that's what they would call it, but I don't remember too much of that.
And if somebody thought that he couldn't buy it, he said, well, I just can't buy this because it what?
Cost too much.
Too much. And he might say, well, you know, money is awfully
scarce.
And if... how were you charged? Did you pay it right at the time, or did you?
No, I remember. I think people had charge accounts at these stores, and where they when they want, you know, maybe they pay by the month, whichever way they got that money. Usually, it was that way. Nice. If they got that money by the week, maybe they get what they needed for this week, and pay next week, and then get something next week, and pay the next week. I think that's the way they did it. If they did.
Was there much lending and that kind of thing going on, or?
As well as I remember, I believe the farming people would borrow some money at the beginning of the year. And that is the money that they would use over the year. And when fall came and they got their crop, they'd pay that money back. And they would perhaps have enough to live on during the winter or whatever they could pick up to do. And then when spring came, if they had the same thing to do all over again, they would do it all over again. Now that's the problem. That's what created the problem that the community people used to examine the teacher on, that money that they would borrow and the interest that they would have to pay.
Very practical problem. Mm-hmm. If you had, if the merchant would say, well, now at the end of the month, your bill is